Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hammer Time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. How are you? What's going on around your house? Well, participate in the program this Saturday morning by giving us a call. It's a rainy day and kind of yucky outside, so how about huddling up to the radio and pouring an extra cup of coffee and giving us a call at 803-0930. That's outside, on the outside the 716. It's 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always write into the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and that number is our same as our call-in number, 803-0930. And you can always email me, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and everything on display at our Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. By the way, the July class of the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School has a couple spots still open, and this class is taking us to Liguria. Liguria is a little-known section of Italy. It's at the upper west end of the country, as it abuts to France. And guess what comes from Liguria, folks? Pesto Genovese, along with minestrone soup, and of all things, focaccia. We thought that was a Barese item. No, it's a Ligurian. So check out the registration at cortez.net for the July 10th Liguria class to Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. In August, we're going to Florence. In September, it's Sauce 101. October, cheesemaking. November, pasta fresca. And the December 4th class, Abruzzi. So these are the classes coming up, and we're looking forward to you being a part of the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Just go to cortez.net to register. The next class, again, as I said, July the 10th, as we travel to Liguria. On the live line right now, we're going to speak for a few minutes to Adam Schein from Sun King. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. How's things at Sun King?
Good. You just made me hungry, though, with
that last segment.
But yeah, Sun King, things are going great. I appreciate you having us on again.
Well, you know, it's always exciting to speak to you folks because you're kind of on the cutting edge of issues that we have to deal with as a society. And the reason we invited you on today is you were invited, your company was invited to the Smithsonian to kind of be part of a new, exciting display on the culture and the nature of cell phones. And of course, you're involved with cell phones on the recycling side. The Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History will present Cell Phone Unseen Connections, a new exhibit on the technology, environmental, and cultural impact of cell phones. It opened yesterday. Cell Phone will offer visitors a chance to explore the many ways that cellular phones bring people closer to one another, often in ways that never even realized. A multifaceted, first-of-its-kind exhibition features interactive displays and hundreds of objects from the museum's collection, including minerals and an array of artifacts from around the world. And of course, Sun King, the folks there were invited to be a part of the opening day.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, what an honor to be represented in the Smithsonian. This Unseen Connections exhibit is going to be on display for the next 4 years. And we got involved in it through our lobbyist group. I'm currently the chairman of the electronics division of ISRI, which stands for Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. It's our national lobbyist group. And we got asked to be involved. This is going back probably about 3 years. So it's been a work in progress. And ultimately, we donated a tremendous number of cell phones, I think 300 or 400 old style, you know, first gen phones, mm-hmm. flip phones, a lot of different stuff for the exhibit. So we got invited for the opening gala on Thursday night. I just got back from Washington last night. And so Thursday night we got to go enjoy some food and some beverages and then actually see the exhibit firsthand, and I'll tell you, it was a very proud moment for us.
I bet. So tell us the connection then. Obviously, recycling is your business. How does that fit into the display?
Yeah, so really, you know, it's talking about connections to phones and how they've changed our life and how it's brought people together throughout, you know, the recent history. But also about where we've come from and gone to in terms of the evolution of phones. And, you know, so you started with, frankly, I remember car phones when they were just that. They were in a car. They weren't mobile. They were literally drilled into your floor, and yep. you had the luxury of calling somebody from your vehicle. But, you know, then newer generations came out that you could carry around. And then eventually smartphones were introduced, and Kirk Johnson, who's the director of the Smithsonian National Museum of History, told a story that he had his first smartphone. He was an archaeologist, and he had his first smartphone in 2010, and he was on a dig, and they found a bone, and they didn't know what the bone was, and he used his smartphone to determine what the bone had come from.
Wow.
So just and he actually had the bone when he was talking. So it was a pretty interesting connection to phones and how it's really improved and changed our lives.
Give us a sense of how much of a cell phone is actually recycled.
Yeah, so all of it can be recycled, actually. You know, you've got, obviously, the screen, the glass, which doesn't really have any value. You've got the battery, which needs to come out and be handled appropriately, but can be shredded and recovered. And then you have the internal components. You've got the main board, of course. You've got the digitizer on there, and most all of that can be recycled and turned into new products.
Go ahead. I was just going to add, how important is that to the life of a cell phone that it is recyclable as opposed to disposable?
Oh. It's everything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, in today's day and age, you can't open a paper or read a headline without talking about, you know, climate change and you know, carbon, you know, carbon
footprint,
you know, yeah, footprint. Thank you. So by reusing a cell phone, first of all, the best form of recycling is to be able to reuse it for its original intended purpose. So anytime we get smartphones in, that's step one. Can it be reused? Can we repurpose it? Can we wipe all the data off of it? Can we load the operating system back on? And can we fix a screen if needed? And can we resell the device? And if the answer is yes, that is the best form of recycling. If we can't do any of that, then yes, recycling is the next best form of recycling, because you don't have to mine new materials, and there's a lot of energy that is exerted mining new materials. There's a lot of carbon emissions, as you talked about. Mm-hmm. You're using water in the production process, so you're saving natural resources, and you're preserving a lot of Earth's natural resources by reusing components that are fully reusable and able to be recycled. So a phone, once recycled, may not become a phone again, but maybe it becomes something else. Maybe it's a new circuit board in a car or in a refrigerator, or some of the copper that comes from the phone might turn into a nozzle on your hose, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. as an example.
Fascinating. Well, tell us again, the display at the Smithsonian runs, you said, for 4 years?
Yeah, it's set to run through 2027. And, if you walk in, you'll see a nice sign that talks about the sponsor. Sun King's name is there. And then there's a very neat display with old phones that they kind of set up in this glass display, and again, you'll see our name there. And then there's a couple of our workers that are featured on the wall.
That's great.
Dismantling. So yeah, it's through 2027. Unseen Connections. I highly recommend it. I mean, the Smithsonian is an institution, obviously, that is very well regarded. So we're very excited to be there.
Before we let you go, Adam, give us a sense of what's happening day to day at Sun King. You no longer are doing events, correct?
Go ahead. Quite the opposite, actually.
Okay.
We did decide to try events. We've done three so far this year, and they've been met with pretty good success. So our plan is to continue them throughout the year. So if you go to sunking.com, you can then click on consumer, and you'll see a listing of all of our collection events throughout the year.
When do we have one coming up then?
We just had one in Batavia. I, off the top of my head, am not sure exactly when the next one is, but we just had one last week in Batavia. So I probably should know that, but I don't know that we've released the rest, but we have, I think, 6 to 8 more that we're planning for the year. So
there's the website. The website would be the place to go.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Sun King, again, sunking.com?
Yeah, with two N's, SUNNKING.com.
Okay. Adam Schein from Sun King. Always a pleasure, Adam. Look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks for having me, Dominic. Okay. Always appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye now. 803-0930. That's the number for you this Saturday morning as we open the phone lines to anything around the house. 803-0930. Outside the 716. 1-800-616-WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the phone.
1025 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic here. And how are you? 803-0930. Pick up the phone as we open up the lines to anything around the house this Saturday morning here on WBN. By the way, today is the closing day of the show house, the St. Patrick's Friary House at 102 Seymour Street in Buffalo in Larkinville. Closing day today, folks. If you haven't been there, you need to try to squeeze this in today. It's quite a remarkable transformation of this 1891 structure that was built as a friary. So there's many bedrooms, many decorators involved, and we were proud to be able to do the kitchen for the owners. It was an actual full renovation of the kitchen featuring our Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. It's always fun to see what the decorators put together at the show house. And an interesting little serendipitous moment was the fact that Michelle picked a green for the kitchen on the island. It's called Charleston green. It's a very dark, almost black-like green. And believe it or not, without any kind of connection or parallel to the other decorators, that color is almost everywhere in the house. So we talked about that when we broadcast from the site. Today is closing day, so head over if you can. And your last chance for the Decorator Show House for this year and next, as it is a biannual event. This was a remarkable one, and you got to see it to believe it. Someone's texting in about UGL Mech Soap, and they're asking if it was discontinued because UGL was sold. Well, those are that's news to me, and I haven't heard anything about UGL being sold, nor have I heard anything about Mechs being discontinued. A quick Google search still talks about the availability of Mechs. If anybody has any direct knowledge about not being able to find Mechs, I would certainly love to hear from you this morning. Mechs, of course, as you know, is one of the key ingredients of my cleaning solution in that it's a very low sudsing soap. It works great with mixing with bleach and water. For my all-purpose cleaning solution, a quart of bleach, two-thirds of a cup of Mechs, and 3 quarts of warm water. If you're a regular listener, a longtime listener of the show, you know that some years ago, we started talking about my cleaning solution with a soap called Soilex. You remember Soilex? S-O-I-L-A-X. Also was discontinued and was no longer available. And I called the company and I said, you know, your soap is a remarkable product. By the way, Soilex was invented for painters to prep walls prior to painting them. And it was also a low sudsing soap, and it was perfect for using on washing down walls. So that was what it was intended for initially. And then we found it and started using it in our mixture. And I called the company when they were when they discontinued the product. And I said, I'm curious, just wondering, why did you discontinue the soap? It's a remarkable product, and you know, I recommend it often on my radio program. And they said, oh, you're the guy. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, believe it or not, this product has fallen out of favor and not really popular anymore, except, get ready for this, in Buffalo, New York. So we took credit for that, and it was the only market in the country where it was still holding on. Of course, it was available at Value, and we promoted it heavily through that store when they were a sponsor of the program. Anyway, Soilex went by the wayside, and certainly I hope this is not true about Mechs. But if you do know anything about it, I'd love to hear from you this morning to tell me what you do know about the UGL product, M-E-X, Mech Soap. And we'll see if we can Google anything more about it. But right now, it's looking like it's still made and still manufactured. We'll see if we can find out and let you know. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the 10:36 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic here with you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Our best wishes to Randy Bushover as he moves on to another chapter in his life. Of course, Randy has been a fixture here for many a year, and we're going to miss you, Rando, and wish you luck at NITEC. If you know anything about UGL discontinuing Mechs, we'd like to hear from you. I've got a texter who wrote that in, although nothing has come up on searches that we found that it's still available. And again, the all-purpose cleaning soap Mechs, which is what we recommend in my cleaning solution. If you haven't tried my cleaning solution, by the way, you still have either Soilex or Mechs available to you, you will find it's quite remarkable with exterior cleaning. You can find it to be effective on anything outside. So that would include your siding, huge benefit to cleaning siding with my cleaning solution. Your overhangs, gutters, your patio furniture, and yes, even concrete will clean up quite well with my cleaning solution. Again, it's a quart of bleach, two-thirds of a cup of Mechs, and 3 quarts of warm water. Scrub and rinse. If you scrub with a brush, you could rinse with a hose, or you can rinse with a power washer. Just be careful with that power washer that you don't dig too deeply, especially if you're cleaning a deck, because you could do some damage to the surface of the deck. For the last few years, we haven't been promoting the cleaning solution as much as we used to, it's always good to bring back the old memories and the old kind of systems of what we'd recommended here on the air. So, yeah, my all-purpose cleaning solution is something that you might want to give a try to, especially if you have a lot of grime built up from the winter and you're trying to find a clever way to get rid of it. It's a great way of doing that. The weather certainly is also in the news with it being somewhat kind of rainy today, and hopefully tomorrow it won't be rainy. And as we talk about the rainfall, it seems like there's been a shortage of rain, and dry conditions are kind of pursuing. So we kind of need rain, but you never really want it in the summer, right? It's kind of a double-edged sword. Just maybe if it rained at night only, that would be great. But the other thing about summer moisture, summer humidity, is the effect that it has in your basement with intensifying that humidity there. It seems that we get kind of a temperature inversion and an entrapment that occurs with the moisture that collects down in the basement. And as it warms up outside, the humidity level seems to build because of that inversion of temperature in the basement. And you always remember when you were a kid going down in the basement, it was always cooler down there, but maybe not drier, and that's because of that humidity level. So keep your sights on that. The humidity level in your basement could be a sign of trouble if it is in excess of 50% relative humidity, because that's kind of the tipping point to starting to have problems with moisture leading to mildew. And once mildew starts to grow, it can take over and be hard to remedy. Mildew loves to get into porous surfaces, which would include drywall, cardboard boxes, and you know, if you have any of that in your basement and you have a moist condition, you're kind of even creating a bigger scenario, because getting rid of the moisture now means having to get rid of the product that is holding the mildew as well. So be mindful of that. Now, we have, of course, Indoor Professionals as a sponsor, and one of the products they sell is the April Air dehumidifier, which I recommend highly. We have one at home. Why is it so much better? Well, it works, and it works safely. And there is another whole dynamic to that discussion about safe operation of dehumidifiers. If you remember years ago, we spoke about it often here, where we had an issue with Chinese manufactured dehumidifiers that had American nameplates. And we thought we were buying an American product because it had an American nameplate on it. However, it was made in China, and the manufacturing process there is not as refined, if you want to say it that way, to manufacturing here, as far as not only safety in the plants, but also quality control. But anyway, long story short, these dehumidifiers were not safe for operation, and a lot of them actually started on fire, hence the new coined phrase, Chinese fire starters. They not only were unsafe, they actually didn't work very well either, as far as really actually effectively reducing the relative humidity in your basement. So we brought that to everyone's attention, and we featured a young lady on once who lost her dog to a Chinese fire starter who was home. The dog was home alone, and the dehumidifier started on fire. And it prompted us to look into, you know, what would be a good, effective way to dehumidify. And hence, we found, of course, through Indoor Professionals, the April Air dehumidifier, a domestic product. Now, like anything of value, you know, you get what you pay for, and sometimes you think you're overpaying, but sometimes it's a matter of buying right and buying quality and paying more for it. And that's the case here with the April Air dehumidifier. It does cost more than what you'll see in the big box stores even today. Now, I will point out that the dehumidifiers made in China are now safe. We have learned that the issue that caused the fire to start has been remedied as far as in the manufacturing. However, I will stand by the fact that they're not as effective as the April Air in actually working to reduce the relative humidity in your basement. And if you're going to put a unit in the basement, you expect it to work. Yes, as I say, you are going to pay more for this product, but it's going to work, and it's going to last, and it's going to be safe. And so all of that is what you want to keep in mind when you're talking about dehumidification in your basement. I can't stress it enough, folks, how important it is to have a dehumidified basement. Another trick, if you don't want to spend the money on a dehumidifier and you don't want to pay the utility cost of a dehumidifier, which roughly is about the same as a refrigerator, by the way, you could employ the method of ventilation in your basement. You're not going to reduce the humidity so much as to move air through. And you could find this to be effective, in especially at drier times of the year. Right now, as we head into high humidity times, I would say this is not effective. But opening up basement windows and running a fan, moving the air through the basement, could help reduce the buildup of moisture in your basement. But if you really want to have a dry condition down there, then I would suggest the April Air, and we'll be speaking with Peter, of course, in the next commercial break. So we'll get ready to do that, and we'll talk to you right after this. Can't stress it enough, Peter, how important it is to have a reliable dehumidifier in your basement. And I mentioned it to you last week where we actually had an outlet, the outlet that the dehumidifier was plugged into failed. For some reason, it tripped. And I still haven't figured out why. Had the electrician come over and everything, and they scratched their heads too. Had nothing to do with the dehumidifier, though. It had something to do with the actual circuit breaker that the dehumidifier was plugged into, the outlet it was plugged into. Anyway, I noticed it wasn't running. And I thought, well, that's odd, because it usually should be running at this time of year. And sure enough, it was the breaker, as I said, and we got it back on, and now it's been running 24/7 to catch up for all the work it has to do to get rid of all that extra humidity in the basement.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, we forget how well they work until they stop working.
Yeah.
You know, and then the humidity goes up and everything starts to smell again. Yeah.
I noticed, that's what triggered it. That's what triggered it in my head. As I walked down in the basement, I thought, air seems a little heavy down here today. Unusual, because usually feels dry, feels like it's a fresher air feel, and that wasn't the case. And so that's what prompted me to go over to the unit to discover that it wasn't running. So yeah, you're right. We don't notice they're not working until we see a sign of that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, so this time of year, as I mentioned, is important for us to think about dehumidification. And the April Air, a valued product that you sell there at Indoor Air, along with the medical-grade air purifiers. And, of course, the valued duct cleaning service that it in the summer months is also important because of cleaning the air and having the air travel over clean ductwork, certainly a value.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And it all comes down to your health. You know, if you can rid all that particulate, you know, once again, we shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. All that with the construction debris from remodeling and original goes into your ductwork. And then, of course, with the humidity, the air conditioning is wonderful, but it spritzes the all the stuff in the ductwork and makes mold. And that's why people get sick.
Exactly. 683-3000, that's the number you're going to call right now, 716-683-3000. Peter, the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week.
All right. Well, we're still relishing in our 30th year anniversary, and it all started with the amazing razor clean duct cleaning technology with Column. So that you can still save a minimum of $175 off and up to $250, depending on the size of your home. And then on the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, you can still save $300 off. And on the medical grade air purifier, the 1,200 square foot unit, you can save $300. And the whole house unit that goes on your furnace, you can save $500.
Peter, a texter is writing in as we're speaking about the April Air. They're wondering, What exactly are they in terms of price? And with that discount, you know, of course, certainly being a great one.
Yeah, and once again, it sounds, you know, it's a different paradigm because it's a break even in 3 years based on electricity and not putting the old ones out to the curb. But the retail is $19.25, so 300 off is $16.25.
Mm-hmm. So I would say pretty close to maybe twice as much as a Chinese fire starter, but yet more reliable with that bumper to bumper warranty. And the reliability of its workability in terms of actually dehumidifying the air.
Yeah, I'd say three to four times as much. But as I said, the fact that you're going to get 10 to 15 years out of it and it's saving a third on the energy, it's a huge energy saving. So those lines start to cross in 3 or 4 years on a break even.
Okay. So there you go. The April Air Dehumidifier available at Indoor Professionals, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the phone.
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show on Channel 2, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with tips for you and all of our Hammer Time partners and the television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. All on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show on Channel 2, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30. And our season is going to wrap up 4th of July, and we'll be back with a new season of Buffalo's Home Improvement Show next February. So catch the last few episodes before the season ends. Cannot find a single word about Mex on the UGL website as to whether it's still available or not. But interesting enough, it seems like it's been purged from their website on their product list. It does not mention it. It mentions the Drylock product line and the Czar product line. No mention of the Mex. So interesting. Anyway, we'll keep looking into that as we travel now to speak with Jay. Good morning, Jay. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Love the show. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
An air conditioning question.
Go ahead.
We had our air conditioning, of course, turned on this year, and it froze up in the evaporator inside the plenum of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I took a look at the normal things, you know, airflow and everything. It looked great. So we called the installer. Turns out we still have a warranty on this. We have a 10-year parts and labor on it. So the installer came in and recharged the Freon, about a pound and a half of Freon he put in.
Okay.
And that was it, and he left. My question is, should they have done more? Should there have been like more diligence in trying to find a leak?
Yeah.
You know, it's my understanding it's a closed system, you know?
Right. So, interesting question, and one that I have firsthand knowledge of because the exact same thing happened to me. We had a condenser that had a leak, and nobody ever mentioned it or ever found it until... we had NOCO come out, and they diagnosed it and found that not only was there a leak, there was a defect in the condenser, and it had been recalled. So it took some due diligence on their part. It was actually still under warranty. However, they recommended that I move away from that brand, which I did do, and went to another brand because of its reliability. So my answer to you is yes. I think it's always important that a diagnostics be done beyond the obvious, so as to maybe get your arms around exactly what caused the problem in the first place. So a loss in Freon is cause for concern because that probably indicates a leak of some kind. How old is the system?
This is its ninth year. It has a 10-year parts and labor. So we're kind of at the end of that warranty period. So, I just wondered if the guy just came in and put the Freon in hopes that it maybe would last another season.
Well, it seems to me that he put his focus on the obvious and not what might be have led to the problem. It's hard to say exactly what it is. But I think a more diagnostic approach would have probably have been of value. Now, you see, you have good operating condition now, right?
Yeah, he was just charged the Freon yesterday, so currently it seems to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I always say when it comes to HVAC especially, I think that it's more who you call than what they do, because the integrity and the thoroughness of the technician is really the essence of the service. And it's funny because that particular particular area of home maintenance seems to be more susceptible to there may be something missed as opposed to, you know, a leak in a plumbing line or something like that, because a little bit more obvious and cut and dry, if you know what I mean. So there's a lot more hidden.
Some more to it.
Yeah, there's a lot more hidden things with an HVAC system, especially when it comes to the fact that there's so many electronics in our HVAC now. And, you know, I have a problem at home right now that I'm dealing with in this regard with my boiler, and I'm actually working on getting this replaced now in the summer when I don't need it. We came home from a vacation in the wintertime, and the house was 50 degrees. Well, I ran downstairs, and the boiler had turned itself off. And the reason it did is because it has a super sensitivity to gas flow. And if it detects a lack of proper gas flow, guess what? It turns off and flashes an error code. So, you know, when you need it the most and it's not there, you know, how dependable is this product? So, yeah. And again, it took a while for me to get that figured out, too, based on who I had come out look at it. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's probably it. The integrity and the honesty and the thoroughness. You know, is this a regular technician you use all the time, or did you just call them for the first time?
This is the first time we've had a callback on this installation. So, you know, I'm just not that familiar with this particular company.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of speaks volumes of maybe where you should go from here. And I do heavily emphasize that the integrity of and the thoroughness of a HVAC technician is essential to their service.
Right. I think I'll give them a call back and ask if they could do some leak detection.
Yeah, and ask if they could do it at not another service call charge too.
Well, it was nice because they did. It was under warranty, so they didn't charge us for the service call or the
good.
Freon. At this
that's
point.
Good. That's so, good. Yeah, I think your peace of mind means something, so I would call.
I appreciate the
okay.
advice.
All right, Jay. Thanks for calling in. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, so where we've been since 1989. And hats off to Jerry Craig. And remember, the show house closes at 3 o'clock today. It's at 102 Seymour Street. So try to squeeze that into your day if you can. I think you'll really appreciate it. Have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.